When I select books for my own reading and then present and suggest them to you, would it be presumptuous of me to declare that I believe I'm doing a good job? Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ritarelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Of course, I don't want to seem overly self-centered, especially since the authors of these books did the most important work, not me. I just read them and share my thoughts about them on social media. As for the book I'm going to review on today's episode, I have to admit that I congratulated myself on making the wise decision to read it. Lockwood, quiet and quaint, with charming cobblestone streets, seems to be the ideal place to put down roots. Or at least, that's what Sam, a nurse who has just returned from Africa, thinks, and is determined to leave the bad memories behind. There's even a theatre company in town, perfect for making friends and having some fun. But not only Lockwood is what it seems to be. Issy, the co-worker who introduced Sam to the drama club, gives the impression of having a morbid interest in her. Plus, there's a weird fundraising organized by the richest family in town, the Haywards, who seem to be hiding something else. Someone starts asking questions around, too many, and the Haywards take care of that problem. A scapegoat is quickly found, but two young law students, Charlotte and Femi, are convinced that something doesn't add up. They don't know exactly what, yet they feel the truth is right in front of their eyes, but they can't see it. The Appeal by Janice Hallett is a truly different thriller book. When I opened the book, the first thing that caught my attention was the unique format the author had chosen to write it. It is not the usual narrative method, that is, there is not the somewhat magical interweaving of dialogues and descriptive and narrative sequences that together form the story. In this case, almost the entire book consists of emails exchanged between the protagonists or police interrogations of suspects. This unconventional way of writing is, in a way, faster and allows the reader a more agile reading, even for those who do not like to read books that are too long or complicated. To some extent, I can say that it makes the reading more realistic. The characters in this story are quite a few, and it seemed to me that at times, some of them hindered the flow of the reading a bit. But I can't deny that the author delineated all the characters very well. The story is compelling and free of the plot holes that are common in suspense novels. If I have to mention something that I didn't particularly like about this book, it would be that we have to wait until almost the middle of the book for something really important to happen. And since this book is written in email style, it's as if we are missing the moment. I mean, we learn about the central event, and not only through the exchange of emails between the protagonists. This means that the actual scene is not delineated or told from the perspective of the characters, and we don't have a definitive point of view about the situation. We just read what the characters believe about the incident, but we don't really live it. A flowing, mysterious and pleasant book to read. I definitely recommend it. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find a link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time.